Hello, bedwetters, my sweet angels. Look, I've got to be honest, we've had a wee bit of a technical issue with the podcast you're about to hear, which is a bit of a shame. We tried everything we could to make it as perfect as possible, but hey, this is a big bucket of shit, so what do you expect? We do apologise that the audio will be a little bit shit, just this one episode. We fixed it for the Patreon, so that will be normal. It was just a wee bit of a muck up, so apologies in advance for the audio quality. Won't happen again. We love you so much, and you're all very clever, aren't you? Mwah! Ciao, ciao.
Now, Lulu, what did we do last week, bud?
We
can't say too much.
Oh, we can't say too much, but we got to be very clever little senoritas in the TV show, didn't we?
We did. Now,
it was eye-opening.
In what sense?
That there were so many people there, and like, the production for one scene.
Mate, wild.
Like, it was pretty fucked when you think about it.
It was fucking wild. Like, yeah. So, essentially we were sort of asked to come along and do some content, basically, for them, for Paramount.
Hopefully we'll be in this TV show.
Oh, my fingers crossed. I think so. Like, we were being positioned, that's the whole point of it.
So we just get a glimpse.
We were extras, day in the life of being an extra. A lot of waiting around.
Well, a lot
as an extra.
A lot of makeup as well.
Well, for you there was a lot of makeup, but I believe that, what was your name?
Martin.
Martin.
God, I loved it. We're the funniest makeup artist.
One of the great makeup artists of all time. Martin, I'd argue. Real, not a 1970s gay man.
He was so
good. Now, you want to know who has yarns?
Martin.
1970s gay man. They got fucking yarns.
What was the one he was telling us?
He was just telling, because he was like, you know, he's saying shit like, you know, I was here dancing on lit up floors while you were just not even a thought, chilling your dad's sack, that sort of stuff, you know what I mean? He was telling us about the yarns, about how it goes through fucking Oxford Street. He's like, this would all have, like, you know those light up fucking floors where you put your foot on and they light up and shit? Just telling us great yarns. Did your makeup. He was up very good to me. Very good to me.
Yeah, he was good.
Because I sat down and he was like, he's like, you don't do this much, do you? And I said, no, I don't do makeup very much, buddy. He's like, okay, I'm going to be good to you. Didn't put an ounce of makeup on my face. He just put glitter. We were doing this. It was a Mardi Gras scene that made it
all through the mullet.
Sorry. Yes. Glitter, one of the great cunts of all time.
Hey, how do you think I felt? My entire eyelids were covered in glitter. I could not get that off for 2 days. I'd wake up and be like, what the fuck is in my eye?
Yeah, but
a giant piece of glitter.
You want to know the difference, Lulu? Is that I'm not supposed to have glitter on me. You can get away with glitter. I would fucking go to the gym or something, and I'd look in the mirror, and I'd have like, I'd look how long my chest hair is.
Sprinkles on your chest.
I'd just shave my chest to get fucking,
the glitter.
Get, because it would not come off.
Mm.
Glitter all over my back, glitter on my hair.
Look like a unicorn finished on you.
Correct, it looked like I'd been in an orgy with unicorns. Fucking, and you know we were doing that spotted thing, so me and Lou do this fucking, the first, it's like, how early in the morning was it?
It was like 8, oh, probably 9 a.m. And Jarch is walking along and there's a group of tradies. I'm in the sequin outfit. Jarch has got glitter.
I'm dressed up in my outfit. I've got glitter all through my hair.
Colourful top. These blokes.
You know, I think you just hear, no, there's a bloke, yeah, sitting in the van with another bloke, sitting there like this. You see it. Jarch? I look, here you go, mate. He's like, yeah, good. I was like, perfect. First bloke I see, I'm glittered to the fucking sack.
I wish they'd been like, can I get a photo? That would have been good.
That would have been good. But what can I? Can I? May I pull you up on something?
Please proceed.
Willie, one of the funniest fucking things that I've seen in recent history, right? Lulu is like a child. We all have a bit of that child, that child in us. You know, did I just pick a thing again?
Probably.
For fuck's sake. We've all got a bit of that inner child that likes to come out. But Lulu, when she's in foreign situations, it seems to come out more than other people. Now, they're looking after us. See, they've got us in our little special area. And they basically, like, people always come up to you and ask you if you want shit. Like, now that you want, would you like a drink of water? Okay, we've got fruit over there. There's bacon and eggs, rolls. We're sitting there. This woman comes up. She goes, now, would you like this? Oh, fine. I'm all good. She goes to Luke, now, would you like a banana or something? And Luke goes, no, I'm fine. Because, well, I've had a Portuguese tart. And I look at Luke. And the lady goes, okay, but would you like a banana? No, I'm fine. Can I go to the bathroom? And I'm the lady's like, yes, you can go to the bathroom.
Judge goes, you are 30. You can do what you want.
Yeah, I literally go, you're 30 years old. I think you can go to the bathroom, buddy. I'm like, dude, you literally revert back to being a child. This woman asked you if you wanted a banana, and you sounded so proud. I've had a Portuguese tart.
I've had a Portuguese tart.
She's like,
okay. I've had a Portuguese tart.
She's like, okay, but do you want a banana or something?
You missed this part. But you know how there was that bloke going round who was sort of like picking up everything? He was kind of like the foreman, like on site, to like running around after everyone. He goes, was this your coffee? And I think that it's spilled on the leather couch.
Yeah.
It wasn't mine, but it was one of the ones that we bought.
Mm.
And I go, oh, but, I don't, no, I don't think so.
Why did it not look guilty?
And then he was like, well, it's gone all over the leather. And I was like, this was mine. This was mine. Because I had one in my hand. And I was like, I'm going to put this one in the bin. This one's going in the bin. And he was just like,
just over-explaining.
Pick up the spilled one. I was like,
you should have done. You should have gone after your first little fuck up. You should have gone, you know what they say. You know what they say, mate? The final coffee. Look, also remember that chick. So now we're accessorizing this, right? Getting our costumes sorted. And there's fucking people everywhere. Fucking heaps of them. And like, costumes, tents you get changed.
It was huge.
It was fucking
chaos. Like, the production was unreal.
Yeah. Anyhow, as it's a Mardi Gras set, you can imagine there's some pretty fucking out there costumes. So we're standing at the table where they accessorize you. They're trying to pick
bracelets
and necklaces for us. Fucking
earrings.
I've got an earring put in. All this shit. And there was just this chick standing there waiting to be accessorized, who was very willing to chat with her tits out.
She had tassels on.
She had tassels on the tits, but fully, essentially, like stringing on.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Lots of glitter
everywhere.
Lots of people tits out. Food.
And she's like, that one's a nice one. I'm like, yeah. It's good. It's a good one.
No, that's not what happened. Jarch goes, well, you probably need to put a cape on when we're walking to the next location.
Yeah. I mean, I was like, you probably want to cover up when we're going down the street because
perhaps not.
I can see your tits.
Jack.
Buddy.
Perhaps anyway, you wanted to walk.
Which up. I hated that part of it.
It would have been a workout for your eyeballs.
You're just trying to look. Yeah. So what do you do for a living? Anyway, Steph, though, I hated that bit. Fuck, babe. Like, I was pissed off about it, actually. I had a word to the staff afterwards. I said, don't ever put me in that position again where there are tits everywhere and stuff.
Yeah.
Because I was fucking fuming.
Did you?
Mate, I was fuming. Said to Steph, and I go, like, fucking disgrace, babe. Like, what they did to me there, man.
I think you said, can I come back the next day?
Yeah.
Can I come back for Friday's shoot?
Hey, Daddy don't mind a bit of extra work.
A lot of waiting around.
Sorry. Clarify it, Daddy.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
What about the woman who said that she worked in security for, was it?
Yeah, I got a minor company.
And I said, so what sort of metal do you protect?
Oh, she goes, no. What was it? She's like, they'll work, it's precious metals.
I said, the diamonds, gold?
Yeah, and Lou goes, oh, so like diamonds. And I went, idiot. And I go, out of precious metal, Louisa? Well, I don't know.
Well, what would
Well, it's diamonds aren't metal.
But what would a precious metal be? Gold?
A prep? Gold? Silver?
So, technically, I was right, because I said diamonds, gold, and
you
silver.
You said, no, you fucking
ain't. I said gold and silver.
You lying fuck.
I fucking know, I said it.
Louisa.
Jackie Van Archdale, I remember vividly in my brain.
Louisa Keardowden. I said that. You said, what is that, like diamonds?
No, because I remember saying steel as well. I said steel.
Well, which one is it? Did you say diamonds, gold and silver? Or did you say diamonds, steel? I don't remember this list that you rattled off, sweetheart.
I remember rattling all of them off at different times throughout the conversation.
Art of bullshit.
Gold, frankincense and myrrh?
Not true. Not true.
Three wise men. One said, no, I don't know where else to go. You didn't do it, kid. You said diamonds, kid. All right.
You know what?
What?
Shove that piece of steel right up your ass.
Well, how to put your geese tart.
We just kept saying it the entire time.
Oh, I put it. It made me laugh so fucking much. Can I go to the bath? And the funniest thing about it was the level difference. Lou was sitting down like this, and the bird was standing up, being like, just so, would you like some fruit or anything? Well, and she's looking up at her. I've had a Portuguese start, and her hair's like, she moves her head, shook her head, and she's real proud. Fucking made me laugh. But yeah, what an experience, Lulu. So we can't really talk about it.
This is like when influencers go, I've got a really special project coming up.
Yeah, they can't about it. Fuck us. Fuck us.
Speaking of special projects, great segue, that's what they're doing. Radio.
Really?
Probably mostly breakfast.
What, like, yeah, which time slot?
Breakfast, which is like 6 till 9.
6 till 9.
8.
How the fuck would you know?
Well.
What gives you the gall to be able to speak on behalf of Breakfast Radio? People who have worked in that industry and specifically in that time slot, maybe a producer. What gives you the gall?
Well, what?
To speak on that.
What audacity do you have telling me that I.
Oh, fuck me, swinging.
Oh, back to my special project.
Okay, yeah.
So, yesterday I...
Oh, fuck, here we go.
I saw some things around my house and I thought, money needs to get a little bit of DIY. DIY Delden is what they call me in my spare time.
Is that right?
You're going to keep texting on your phone?
No, I'm going to find the text you sent.
And so I was DIYing, so I got the super glue out. I stuck this thing back on my door, stuck my mirror on a bit tighter, screwdrived my table up a lot tighter. Screwed it in, tightened it.
Yeah.
Tightened the fucker. I really, right underneath. Yeah. I got around all the bolts.
Okay.
And I thought, also a lot of people DMing me going, shouldn't TDD be doing this? Well, he didn't do it while he was here over the weekend, so independent LDD.
Looks like Mama. Mama had to take control of the situation.
And then I had this overwhelming sense of, maybe this is my passion, a bit of DIY. And then I sent you a couple of messages, didn't I? I said...
You said, out of the fucking blue, I'd like to make something. What's simple? Like a table or a stool? And I was like, ha ha ha, why do you want to make a table? And you're like, it would be therapeutic to build, I think. Like sawing and sanding. I had my DIY day. With super glue. Fuck. So I've just naturally just ignored it. And just gone on to other things. I'm just going to let this fucking woman.
Super glue is terrifying. Got it all over my fingers because I forgot to unscrew the lid. So I was putting the. Don't. So I was putting it on and I was going, why the fuck is it not coming out? Squeezing it so hard. The blue lid was still on.
Oh,
so then when I took the blue lid off. But obviously we never end. Then I was going, because it sticks so fast. So
yeah,
quick.
It's super glue.
It's, yeah, no shit. It got sticky pretty quick.
Got that gorilla grip.
And it was so white. It was just, it was everywhere. Anyway, I finally figured out how to put it on. And then you got, because I had, this bit at the bottom of my door had come off. So I was pushing it so hard to try and get it to stick. And then I'd get some of it sticking. And then the other bit would just pop off and just go,
yeah. Can I make just a general request?
Yeah.
I'd love for you not to get into DIY. Right? Because, if you're fucking around with super glue, that's weird you out. I'd hate to see you with any sort of a power tool. Sawing, sanding, you're going to lose a limb, kid. And I need you full of limbs.
I've got this. Let me paint a picture for you. We're downstairs in my garage.
Yep.
So we'll have to reverse, we'll have to drive Alfonso out next to the sauna that is, there's one in Rose Bay, quite close to mine.
Sorry?
Yeah, there's That's where I'll do my DIY, close to the...
Next to the sauna?
Yeah, the one.
Oh, you've got a sauna.
No, no, you know how there's one in Rose Bay quite close to my house?
Yeah, really super fucking close.
Yeah. So we'll do it there. Yep. So you get Alfonso out. I put on my my white wraparounds. Sorry, my clear wraparound shades. Because I'm doing DIY.
Yeah.
I've got a big beach in front of me. I'm in some tartan shirt, maybe some like old jeans covered in paint. I got my steel cap boots on. I borrowed TPDs.
So they're full. What size foot is it?
Fucking 15.
Yeah, correct.
And so I've got those on.
Yeah.
And I'm stomping around.
Yeah.
And then you just hear the... And that's me cutting up the legs of the chair that I'm about to build.
Also your own legs, presumably. Because you will fuck shit up.
And then I've got some vine, some...
Yep.
You know the thing that...
Yeah. What's it? Vine.
No, you know the one.
Yeah, you've got vine.
And I'm painting.
Yeah, vine.
I'm painting the chair away.
So you've got paint.
I'm vinyling the chair away.
Talk about
and
vines.
I'm going up for it. And then I leave it there to sit. I'm outside. I'm sitting on one of the other chairs I've made. I'm smoking a cigar. I'm puffing away. One of the, you know how my neighbours always stand outside? There's like seven blokes always stand outside.
Yes.
They go, hey, Lou, how's it going? I go, just making a chair, mate. I needed a rocking chair for up in my lounge. So I'm puffing my cigar. And then the vinyl's done. It's sealed. And I bring the chair up to my lounge, and I sit back, smoke my cigar inside.
Yep.
The smoke machines go off. I don't give a fuck.
The smoke machines?
I'm rocking.
You're in a club.
Smoke alarm goes off.
Yep.
And I'm rocking back and forth. I've still got my steel cap boots on.
Have you?
And they're up on the stool that I've made the previous week, also vinyled. And I'm just laxing back with my cigar. And I'm livid. Maybe a glass of whiskey.
If you really wanted to paint a picture... You even trying that?
Yeah.
You will paint a picture. Once again, it will be a Jackson Pollock on your garage floor, but with your blood. You're going to hit that artery. You're going to nick the artery in your leg. It's going to go... You're going to lay there kicking like this. Blood everywhere. Spraying. I'll walk down.
Like, oh, the sauna.
And you will die. Please don't get into any woodwork.
But what's something fun, hobby, DIY I can do?
Build your Legos, bud.
No.
Come on.
I'm bigger than that.
You're not.
I'm bigger than that.
You're not.
What about like a pottery class?
What about pottery?
You make yourself a vase or something. No one cares.
I tell you what, I cannot stand.
Pottery could be fun.
Like, you know,
dry clay on your hands.
Put it in the kiln.
How do you think I felt with the super glue?
No. The like, you know when it's not shiny and smooth clay, like it's out of the kiln, it's dried, it's the same as the Petal Pop sticks. That feel.
Oh, the coarse texture.
Fuck.
You wouldn't like the feeling of super glue on your fingers.
Remember when you used to paint your fucking hands with PVA glue and then peel it off?
Mm.
That was...
I used to eat... glue.
Oh. I used to call it Louie Louie.
You know the ones... not that glue. You know the
Lou,
ones that you twist?
Louie Louie's, please stop eating the paste.
You know the ones you twist? Glue? No, the twisty ones.
Yeah, the ones in the
stick. Stop doing that.
And they used to smell...
You know, but you know the ones?
Yeah.
And I used to have a little munch.
Yeah, practice.
No, I had a little munch.
Show us how you munch it. Like,
no, I had a munch on that.
Did you have to twist? Didn't you have to twist and then put it in your mouth? So show us the motion.
No, it's because we'd often make macaroni paintings. And so you'd use PVA glue, but then if you had to put little things on, you use that glue. And I just have a little nib. Those.
The Yoo-hoo stick.
Yoo-hoo. They weren't called that in New Zealand, but that's exactly it.
What were they called? The Lulu stick.
Yeah. 8-year-old Lou's lunchtime snack. Well, they were called.
Fucking hell.
I used to eat Play-Doh as well.
Yeah, we know, yeah. But that explains a lot, bud, doesn't it? Really?
But that was young, before 8-year-old Luke came out. It was like 4. That I was eating Play-Doh.
That's probably a good thing, buddy.
It's salty, though. Like, you could eat it. You could bake it.
No.
Yeah, you could. I remember it vividly, Jack. It was salty.
You could bake a lot of things.
Yeah.
Probably not a wise
idea. Yeah, like, I mean, I wouldn't recommend eating Play-Doh, but like, if you have a little bit, then fuck it, go for it. I might bake something.
Sorry, are you, just for clarification, are you saying you could eat Plato?
Yes.
The philosopher?
Yeah.
Plato.
Both, Jack.
Now, who was Plato?
Plato was one of Aristotle's bestest friends.
Exactly. Not far off, kid.
They were very
mentor mentee sort of stuff.
Yeah, and they would build together.
Yep.
They would smoke cigars. They would have saunas. They would do hot girl apps.
Oh, speaking of hot girl abs, Lou going on about fucking her foot being fractured.
Well, it is.
Now, what's the diagnosis?
Well, I went to the podiatrist.
Because you did a whole story the other day being like, if it's not fractured, yeah.
Well, I haven't got my scan yet, but I've got palanthophilanthus or whatever that
fucking is. Palanthophilanthus. So you haven't broken your foot.
Well, I have to get orthotics. That's like orthotics.
Orthotics.
$800?
Yeah, they don't miss you, mate.
Ridiculous! But I have to get scanned and then we'll know if I've got a heel on a fracture. But I was hobbling all weekend.
Fuck, hold on. No, just...
What?
Fuck, Billy. Just 2 seconds. My pockets don't have $500. Oh, shit. My pockets don't have
what? You're right.
What the fuck?
You're right.
What the heck?
No, you're right. Because
at this stage...
But you know
think
what?
At this stage of the podcast, because of the shame that I put myself and my family through, I should be $500.
Well...
With cash.
This, you're right.
Yeah, so.
But I've added something to this. So you get your $500 cash, and then you get 500 raspberries on your tongue.
Get the fuck away from me! Get the fuck away!
500 kisses!
Imagine getting 500 raspberries. So where's my 500, Dalvin? Well,
Jack, I told you I went for my hot girl app this morning to the bank, Commonwealth Bank, closed at 7 a.m. And I don't have a card. Nothing's on.
You didn't go to the bank.
I went past it.
You didn't think about it.
Can I? Do you want to have a look at my phone? It says.
No, I.
It says bank, 6:55 a.m. So I did go past it. Thank you very much.
Why would you go to the bank if it was, you know, that bank's not open till 9?
Well, I didn't know that until I went past.
How do you not know that?
Well, because sometimes you can, not the bank, like the people, the tellers. Sometimes a little bit's open where you can go in on your own.
And that was open?
No.
Really? Because that's open 24 hours, Lou. Those are ATMs, but
yeah, well, I was.
So that seems strange. That seems oddly strange to me.
And I thought, you know
so
what?
So you went into that area, didn't you, to get
right, money and then I thought, yeah, you know what? Fuck it. Let's save the environment and not just keep printing cash. And let's pay into your account.
I prefer the cold hard cash.
Well, no, because I know where that's going. Straight past the oak to the pokies.
Yeah, hence why I prefer the cold.
Well, do you want the bank transfer right now, or do you want the cash?
Papa Bear wants that cold hard cash.
Okay, well, Daddy's gonna have to drive
Thursday.
No,
you Thursday.
Drive me out. Okay, you want it in the cash?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put the reminder again.
Chop fucking chop, kid.
Hey,
we hang it all day. We do. We literally do it all day.
Well, we don't. Oh, my nose keeps running lately. Come look it.
You can flick.
Yeah, come pick and flick.
Pick and flick.
Okay, I'll put a reminder, 1 p.m. bank. Well, tell me about your weekend. Anything of note?
Do you want to know funny, Alan?
Yes.
Well, I'll spin.
Spin it pretty good.
So this weekend had last weekend had a pretty crazy one.
Yeah.
Man, the boys were like, fuck me. Let's get off the grogs. Let's do something relatively fresh.
We were meant to go to Paddy. What's it called? VR.
We were meant to go to VR on Friday night, but TDD had a bit too much on and couldn't handle it.
He can sleep for Australia. He slept like 16 hours.
Well, the kid had a bit on.
Yeah, he had a bit quick.
Fucking. So anyway, we go to Moore Park. We're like, let's go to Moore Park. They got a fucking indoor racing track there. They got a 10-pin bowling. They got an arcade. The boys go, so men. 4 or 5 miles. We go, yeah, this is fresh, beautiful day. We went and had a feed. There was markets on there. Had these mad tacos. There was a bloke singing. This dude singing.
Cool.
Real good-looking rooster. Fucking tats all over. Big good-looking rooster. Beautiful voice. And as I'm walking past, he's singing this really nice song. And he's like, love the body, man.
Oh, on the microphone.
Like, fuck yeah, dude. Anyway. So we go to this arcade. I'm like, this is a fresh day. Now, the boys are... They're partial to, they like gummy treats.
Oh, narcotics.
Sorry?
Narcotics.
Well, they've all got glaucoma. So it's good for them.
Right.
So the boys were like...
Right.
So the boys were like, let's have some gummies. I'm not into that shit.
You didn't have one?
I was like, nah.
Be honest, swear on my life.
Swear on my life. I don't fucking... I don't like it. It's just not for me.
Didn't know if you were hiding it for the podcast.
No, not for me.
He's lost a train of thought.
No.
You don't want to say.
There's reeks of him getting on the gummies.
No. Let me retell this, yeah? Okay. With that as the punchline. Because that'll make it funnier. You'll understand.
No, we're keeping this in. We're not fucking cutting it.
You're a fucking coward, bro. I'll go from the guy. Sorry, you're just fixing up your tits there, Luke.
Sorry.
Everything all good?
Yeah, I have a lurch under there.
Cool, okay.
The under boob.
That's fine. Anyway, so we're going, let's go to the arcade. Let's go and play some games in the arcade. You know, you've got fucking the punching machine, air hockey, basketball shooting, throwing balls of shit. You've got Mario Kart, all the different stuff. Like, let's go have some fun. Anyway, we're having a great time. We're having a ripper time. Yeah. I'm just thinking to myself, I'm like, fuck, I am on fire today. I'm like, the boys are really getting around my jokes. Because these are blokes that I've grown up with who are basically sick to fuck with me.
Yeah.
You know, they've heard every joke in their repertoire.
Similar to me.
Hurtful. So, and I'm just going like, I'm just dropping jokes here and there and I'm getting some good responses. They're giggling. And I'm going, fuck. And I'm like, sort of like,
as I'm shooting,
I'm like, hey, buddy, you have off days, you have on days. You're on today.
Yeah.
Anyway, we leave the arcade. I'm in great spirits. I got the most points. I got a beer drinking helmet where you put the helmet and put two beers in.
That's cool.
With my points, I'm like, fuck yeah, I've had a great time. There's a place in the EQ, it's Wings, Beers, Sports Bar. Like, let's go get some wings. Yeah. Have a fucking skirt.
Love wings.
Go there. And I'm like, I'm dropping jokes at lunch. The boys that are giggling, I'm watching the AFL. I'm just like, fuck, King, you are on fire. And one of my mates, he's just sitting there and he's staring up in the distance. I'm just watching him. He's gone. I'm like, you're good? He's like, yeah, fuck, sorry, mate. I just went somewhere. I'm like, what happened? He's like, fuck, these gummies are gnarly. I'd forgotten. All the boys had eaten gummies.
Okay.
They were all high as kites.
Would Daddy like to live and go surfing?
Before we do that.
Yes.
We had this conversation in the car the other day. I've realised because I forgot to spend my Friday night. Mm. You know how we were driving back from work and it was like rainy, it was horrible weather.
Yeah.
And I was saying, you know how like you get a sting to go to the pub? Someone on like a Saturday, you got nothing to do, your mate's like, should we go for a skirt? The sun's out, summer.
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. You get that stick on, really silent. And then when we were driving back there, I was pissing down with rain.
Absolutely bucketing.
At bucketing. And then I was like, fuck, how good would it be just to be cozed up in a pub with a warm whiskey? But like it's the same fucking feeling. Ed and I did that, but we went like, I trained, boxed, sauntered, ice bath, the chip, and then we went to the Nello to watch the Chooks. It fucking was. And it was heaving at the Nello. Burmo was there, Streety was there, fucking met a few bedwetters, shout out to Maddie and her old man. They were from Wagga. Shout out to them. Fucking, they sat with us and watched the footy. And it was blowing a gale outside. And me and Ed were there. Couple of months, man. It was a bit of a whiskey. And I was just in fucking
and it's heaven. It's actually terrible how everyone's always like, yeah, but it's like so much easier to chill in winter. You know, it's like
the, it's not.
Getting into a cozy pub and having a nice tequila or a glass of red wine.
God.
Negroni on a cozy winter's
come
day.
Come on.
Mwah, chef's kiss.
It's chef's kiss sort of stuff.
It is. And we often go and kiss the chef.
Well,
after we've had our schnitzel.
I'm banned from many a licensed establishment.
From kissing the chef.
So, yeah, that's fucking, it was a great little weekend. I also wanted to shout out Lulu.
Me?
To Perry. So when I was in this club, I was in Extra, you know the Extra clubs? It's Anytime Fitness, but for wellness. Fucking red hot joint. Got your saunas, your ice bath. You fucking
do you pay for this?
What? Shout out to them. They've been very kind. I mean, give me a little membership.
Hey, guys. Mummy wouldn't mind one.
Well, I spoke to the bloke. He's like, I'm trying to get on the loo, and then I talked to
him. I don't know where they tried to get
panicked.
Onto me.
You panicked and didn't want to reach back out to them.
But where did they get onto me?
DMs.
Right.
And you're usually all over that.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's this English bloke, and I'm in the ice bath, or fucking whatever, and he's like, mate, I just want to tell you, he's like, my dad, my old man loves the fucking podcast. And I'm like, is that right? He's like, yeah, mate, he loves it. Perry from fucking England.
Pezza.
And apparently he's taken up a heck of like terminology. So Perry, his old man from England, will be like, all right, son, hoo-hoo. Shit like that. Use it. And I was like, I can't not shout him out. So shout out to Perry in fucking England. Shout out to Tommy, you're a good lad.
Also,
thank you for listening over there, bro. It's fucking grouse.
The cute mum that came up to us.
The cunt.
In Sonoma.
Oh, yeah.
That you can't.
That one doesn't work as well.
No. She comes in, Darch and I are sitting down yesterday doing some work, and she goes, oh, my daughter loves the podcast. Can I please get a photo? And her daughter's 16, and we were like, oh.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck it, done.
Slightly young.
Yeah, should be listening.
But hey.
Anyway, shout out to the mum.
Yes.
The young and her daughter.
So.
Cute mum.
So no, she just played that. Okay.
You got some religious.
Of course I do.
Jingle, please.
So sorry, Jack. Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome.
On Google Chrome.
So this was a TikTok I saw, and it was just a girl. She posted and said, I want all the girls to comment the craziest thing you've done because I want to see if I'm really that crazy. The comments are fucking unreal.
Spin a kid.
Okay. I made him cookies frosted with melatonin so I could go through his phone and see who the other girl was.
Sorry? She drugged it.
Melatonin, like sleeping, natural sleeping.
Yeah,
drop it. She dropped it.
She can't even eat it.
So she could go for his phone.
Jesus Christ. Fuck me, swinging. She go full Cardi B on that motherfucker.
And then I made him brownies with an entire box of Ducalax in it. So he shit himself.
He
shit himself after the brownies.
So this is all just women drugging their respective partners. But
well,
what a healthy society we live in.
I
put fentanyl in his fucking steak and mash.
We broke up and he uninvited me to the group trip I was included in, so I contacted the Airbnb host and had their whole reservation cancelled.
That's actually fucked. That is fucked.
What?
Keep going, sister. I like this.
My ex had me blocked on everything when his birthday was coming up, so I texted his mum that I wanted to surprise him, and she left the door unlocked so I could come in while they were at dinner.
You know, can I tell you something? These are all crimes. Well, most of them seem there's an element of criminality. I don't know how it would go down if I had a girlfriend that had blocked me on everything,
and then
I turn up uninvited. That is stalking, but...
He kept going back to me and this other woman, so I dated her.
Respect. Respect that. Did they film that by any chance? Can we find any video evidence of that?
Jack.
I'm asking for a friend. Willie looked at Sarah.
And it's just research.
It's research. It's research and development.
Found out he was with another girl and broke the lamp in our Airbnb and sprinkled it in his socks. What the actual fuck?
I actually respect that. It's such a weird genius move. Like, that's a kind of a move, but it's
kind of a long game as well.
It's so weird.
I put 200 plus packets of instant mashed potatoes all over his lawn during a thunderstorm the day before he moved in.
He's fucking red hot. I'm about that.
I changed every girl's number in his phone by one number, even his aunt, just in case.
Oh, perfect. Good for emergencies.
Left eggs all over his room in really discreet places so it would start sticking as they rot, and he couldn't find out how.
Have you ever done any psycho shit like this?
No!
Anything similar?
The only thing I can remember is...
Oh, murdering your boyfriend at that lookout.
That?
Yeah.
From that, being like 17 and on... maybe 16, 17, being on Facebook and my boyfriend's Facebook was logged in. And seeing this chat between him and a girl who he tried to meet up with.
Yeah.
I think I was 16. And replied to the chat, what? I actually was 16. It was a palmy days. And I think I replied to the chat with the girl being like, hey, that was fun when we met up.
Wasn't it? What was your favourite bit about the sex that we had?
Like, obviously not him.
Yeah. I love Lou. XOXO.
Oh, okay. Let me find one more.
Hey, the chick that did the mashed potato thing, this is such a way too late joke, and it's not that good. But if her name was Lulu, it could be Lulu goes turfing. So she turfed the ground. I'm happy with it.
Okay, last.
If we could edit that back into where Lou said, that'd be great, really. Thank you, sir.
It'll be seamless, don't worry.
Okay.
Okay, I've got two. Called the airline and cancelled his family trip to Europe when I caught him cheating and used his card to pay for the cancellation fee. Sad to the family.
Yeah, family deserve that. Yeah, but these birds are fucking...
I don't know if it worked, but I scheduled Jehovah's Witnesses to come at 7 a.m. on his day off.
I love that. Love that.
I can keep going. These are fucked. But let me go to the next Lulu Go Surfing. This one was... So during April Fool's, obviously they do a few pranks. Loved this one. Very wholesome. So a Melbourne tram train driver has said that the train has stopped. The train has stopped, sorry. So he asks all the passengers to jump up and down. And he was like, it'll just make the thing move a little bit. So then he runs jumping up and down. Like, they're fully going poof, poof, poof. And he was like, yeah, I think we might have it. And then he pops his head around. And he's like, hey, guys, April Fool's. And everyone's like, ah!
That's good.
It was very wholesome. It had 948,000 likes.
Sorry?
That's nearly 1 million, Jack.
Wow, she's getting good at maths.
Wow.
Have you ever gone around April Fool's?
We did it April Fool's.
Did we?
On this podcast.
What did we do?
We did pretended that we were ending.
When? This year?
April Fool's, I assume.
Last year.
Last year. No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did something. We did do an April Fool's.
Did we?
Yes.
Did we try and convince people that the podcast would actually be good?
Yeah, that's what we've
done. Guys, we're changing the content. It's going to be good.
Massage my arch.
Get your fucking foot off me.
Massage it.
You know, Steph does this to me, and I'm like, there's nothing I can do. I hate more than massaging my foot.
I made TDD put ice on mine and then massage the arch.
He's a better man than I.
Good boy, TDD. I'll just do this like that. I see.
Just thinking about TDD.
For God's sake.
What do you want from me?
Raise the bar. That's what Jill and Frank always say to me when I like do something, you know.
Raise the bar.
They go, no, Louisa, just raise the bar. Just raise the bar. Come on.
I'm only so tall. The bar can only be raised so high.
I don't think they listen much anymore. I haven't heard any feedback.
It's probably
good. That's probably a good thing. Okay. This guy has done a TikTok on a list of words that I think would make cute baby names if they didn't have the meanings behind them.
Right.
So he said, cigarita.
Okay.
Like gourmet, I don't mind it.
Gourmet's another one.
Felony.
Like Melody.
Yeah. Rifle.
Love that.
Venison.
Love it.
Like, you know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm venison.
Dear venison. I hope you're having it when you're on a card.
Barn? I don't mind, it's kind of like Barney.
Who's Barn? Me.
Harmonica? I love that. I love harmonica.
Someone laughs at that. Ha! Monica! Do you want a script in my movie?
Baloney? I like it.
Hey, I don't think a kid's going to grow up to be very tall. He's probably going to be baloney.
Oh, I was going to say. I just ran 500k. That's baloney.
Yeah, but that's minor pun.
Yeah, but mine's just a word. It's just a good gag.
I just did the drum noise, but I realised you guys had headphones on.
Fuck! we've got to talk about this. We'll talk about that after this.
Banjo.
Fred, you can come in. Jerry, you can come in, but we've had the banjo.
Not what the segment was about, but I'm happy with it. So I came up with a few of my own.
You ever snapped your banjo string?
I came up with a few of my own.
No, but my brother did.
Did he?
Wait, what?
Your banjo string.
Oh, yeah, but...
I'm circumcised. I can't snap it
off. Guys.
What?
It's called your
Can friend. Can I not just have a segment without you two talking about cocks?
Almost certainly not. Okay. What do you come up with,
sugar? I came up with a few of my own.
Okay, these are going to be fucking good.
Vars. So this is Vars.
Okay, so hold on. Can I make a premonition? Look, let's just sat around her apartment. The next thing going to be... TV.
No.
Table. DIY. Super glue.
It's better than that.
First name Mike, middle name Rowave.
It's better than that.
Okay, all right, I trust you.
Tequila.
Shot fucking all
right. But don't you reckon?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like fancy. Like, oh, hey, this is tequila.
Send that to tequila. No, send that to tequila.
Hey, I'm tequila. I don't mind it.
That's now very this, strippery.
This is a good one. I think you'll like this.
Yeah.
Blouse. Hey, I'm Blouse. Come over here, Blouse. Hey, Blouse.
These are my children. Blouse, shoes, and Guernsey.
Blouse, tequila, and Vars.
Those are your
good together.
Kid names.
What would you call yours?
Diesel.
Yeah. Anything else?
Oh.
No. Do you know what else would be good? I did just see it right in front of my eyes. But Lawn.
Lorne Michaels.
Lorne
L. That's already a name. L-O-R-N-E.
Oh, I was thinking L-A-W-E.
We know.
Lorne Archdale. Lorne Delden. Oh, that call you Yorn Archdale because you're fucking boring.
It's fucking good stuff. What other ones? What can we go? Okay.
I've got one more. Little
oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. But let's see.
You want to cut? Okay. Go on. Hat. Tripod. Hey, this is Tripod. Hey, Potty.
That's a nickname I've had for a while.
Because you're cock, so.
Cock jacket. Yeah.
I was literally 12 in a t-shirt from JJ's that said gifted, and I had a man with three legs. But why was I
why
wearing
you?
That?
Yeah, why you?
I think I had pocket money and went and bought it myself. Like, John Franco would buy an apple.
I do not doubt that.
I used to go to Pumpkin Patch.
Pumpkin?
HBK Jill.
Pumpkin.
We do a summer and a winter shop.
Pumpkin would be good, that.
Pumpkin, yes.
Oh, pumpkin.
You would have loved coming on my 8-year-old Lou shopping summer and winter shops. I'm going to touch on that.
Why would I like going on your shops?
Summer and winter shops. Can you imagine Jill standing outside the changing room and me coming out of like an all matching
parachute
skirt?
You had to shop for clothes, then she just had to buy king size sheets. She had to buy bed linen to clothe you.
I come out in a hazmat suit.
Which is literally a mat. You're a carpet store.
I just wear a mattress.
Hey, we need to go and get Franco, we've got to go and get Louise strip your raincoat.
Yeah, just head down to Bunnings, they've got a heap of tarp. Get to the tarp hole and again.
Franco cuts a hole out of it.
Oh dear.
Okay, one more article.
Alright.
So Cathay Pacific has introduced a sanctuary on board one of their Boeing 77s and it's got a gym. So it's literally cardio machines.
77, Boeing 77.
Yep, little meditation.
What's a Boeing
zone?
77?
It's a big fucking plane. It's a big jet, Jack.
I've never heard
go of it. Go back to what we're talking about, that imagine being able to go, you know what? I'm going to go for a little meditating zone. I'm going to go for a run on my cardio. I'm going to go pump some tin. You see these guns? You see these? What these are made out of in the air?
You haven't showed your armpits.
Dumbbells. I did because I did them this morning.
Damn, I'm trying to get you.
Dumbbells. These are made out of dumbbells. These big old guns. And you know what? You got two tickets to the gun show.
You know, one of my mates had two...
You got mates?
Wait. Yeah, one of my mates. Well, I call it mates. It was just a guy I used to watch from afar.
Yeah.
He had two sisters called Isabel and Annabelle. Both fucking dumb as dog shit. They were dumbbells.
Jack?
Oh, dumbbells.
Oh.
So, we're back, mates.
I'm literally about to go... You can't say that about your friend. And then I realise we're back there.
Yeah, we're back. So a gym on a plane.
Yeah.
Imagine that thing starts going down, fucking iron going through the windows.
No, I'm sure they'd be locked in. You know what I'd imagine? There'd be a dumbbell station, and you'd have to type in a code to get the dumbbell out, and then put it back in.
I disagree with that.
Okay, each to their own.
I don't think that's what it would be. How big is this gym? Is that far out of the gym?
Yeah, it's not that big. Well, but it's big enough. Like, I wouldn't be mad. That size?
Can we? You know, you're easy to place.
That's very cruel.
What? Hurtful. No, you're... What the fuck? This looks like the dumbest fucking gym.
What?
It's fucking free treadmills, dude. There's no weights.
Are you looking at the side? There's treadies.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but it's a gym. There'd be dummies.
There's no dummies.
You'd be in there, so there would be. Wrecked. Double wrecking in one segment.
I can't believe you.
Write that down.
I can't believe you've done that.
Put a tally. Double wrecking.
There you
go. I was just about to say that.
Dude, that sucks. Sorry, dude. It's a dumb gym.
Well, I'm going to say you wouldn't say no if you were on Cathay Pacific Gold Class. Then you wouldn't say no to going for a little stomp, would you? Would you say no to going for a little stomp to ease the legs?
I wouldn't get to gold class. I'm winning gold. You?
No, I haven't.
You haven't got one.
You've never been to gold class.
Never been to gold class.
What?
You've been to gold class.
Well, just wait for your birthday. Mommy might take business class to
Cafe.
Adelaide.
Fucking wouldn't mind that, mate. Adelaide's a hell of a spot.
Keep your compliments up and your nice words of affirmation to the big dog LD there. You might get a nice birthday present.
You know, words of affirmation. Not about them. Not about them.
So you don't like people saying nice things to you?
No.
I used to hate... Nah, it's got to come from the right person. I like people telling me nice things if it's from the right person. What's your love language?
Buying presents. I like to buy people presents.
See, I'm also the same. I'm a big gift giver. But then I quite like presents myself.
I like presents too. I don't like being... I don't like... Steph's a real words of affirmation. The fact that that's even in my vocabulary.
Gifts, words of affirmation, and physical touch, which is bizarre.
Fucking bullshit.
No, I am now. I'm touchy, feel it. I'm coming over for a hug.
No. We've hugged earlier.
Goodbye.
No, because...
I like words of affirmation.
But sometimes you're just like, okay, fuck.
What does she want you to say? Let's do a role play. Jack.
Do you want this pizza?
Hey, Jack.
Hey, ma'am, I'll get this pizza with you. For you.
I'm doing the role play. You're sitting at home in the lounge. She's just got home.
Yep.
Hey, Jack. God.
That means I'm in trouble. So.
Oh, hey, Jarch. Hey, Jarchy.
What's up, bitch?
I've had such a shit day. This happened at work and then my car broke down.
Think of your skin up, kid. That's what I'd say.
I just feel like I just, like a hug, and maybe I got my hair done, so, I'm feeling nice. And
yeah, you look good. You look really great.
It's good.
But yeah. Your norks are perkier than usual. And you, that ass got...
More in depth about character.
More in depth. Oh.
Her character. She's had a tough day, so how are you going to make her feel better?
There's $50. Go down and get lollies.
Take that, but I still want more nice words.
What a tremendous aura you have. You're a Virgo,
Mercury must be shit, so this happened. Something happened and then my car broke down, so how are you going to make me feel better?
Where's your fucking car? You call the RMA?
Yep, they came and towed it, and now I'm sad.
So,
yeah.
Have you got it serviced lately?
Yeah.
You haven't got a fucking service fare. It
cost me $1,000. Oh, no.
No, I just think sometimes it's too much, you know what I mean? When people are just always, just like, okay, fucking hell.
Well, what's your love language?
I've told you.
But so all you want is gifts?
No, I don't care about anything.
No, that's not true. Everyone has something that they like.
I know, but I'm not worried about
it. You need to do the quiz. Next podcast, we'll do it.
What is that?
Is it what your love language is? Quiz.
Love language, fuck me, dude.
No, we must do it.
You know what I mean? Like, what's doing?
You're love very language. Nasty.
I'm not.
And cynical and negative.
Okay.
And you don't remind me of Aristotle or Plato at all.
I just think...
Because love language is subjective.
She's good.
You're a good kid. Good.
You're a hell of a...
You're a good...
No, I just think... I just...
You don't think. There's nothing going on up there.
Sometimes I just think it's ridiculous.
I think you're ridiculous. I know you look ridiculous today.
Sorry?
And I know you're wearing that hat to cover that giant pimple that looks like a unicorn here. Yep. Jackpot. Put it back on.
Well, I know you're wearing those fillies to cover those titties. Who put their fillets in?
I did.
Who put the chicken fillies in front of me and Willie before?
I don't know what you're speaking about.
You fillied up, didn't you?
I did not want a chili filly steak sandwich.
You're a little chicken filly? I thought we were going to chuck something in the microwave and have an early lunch.
We are not having schnitzel for lunch.
No, your chicken filly snitters.
We're having chicken filly
snitters. So, chicken filly snitters on your titties.
We're on Patreon now.
Sorry?
So you can say goodbye to everyone.
Hooray, bed winners, keep pissing.
Love you. Stick around
that's the
sort of, Patreon.
That's the sort of switch we're looking for.
Thanks, guys, and chow chow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.